This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. Happy Monday. I think it's a pleasant Monday at that, if not for the storm that just erupted. It was all clear. It's pretty pretty peaceful outside. Then around 4:40 this morning, shots of lightning, boom, and then rain. I think it's lightened up a little bit out there, but a brief storm this morning to kick off the Monday, to kick off Home Run Derby Day. The All-Star break in Major League Baseball begins today. I'm excited for that. I think I'll get an opportunity to watch tonight, so that'll be exciting. But welcome in. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. So a lot of news surrounding the Pirates. Drafted three high schoolers in this first round of drafting. They took a high school shortstop in the first round, which has been met with some criticism. I saw Pony tweet out yesterday that in a heavy, solid college draft, a lot of college guys that are available, Pirates went with a shortstop out of high school. Connor Griffin, number 9 overall pick. So we'll see how that works out. We'll see, you know, down the road. I mean, there's some excitement with these guys as well. So they took two shortstops and a pitcher, a right-handed pitcher, with the first three selections they had that were featured. I think this is one of the first drafts, too, that I had the opportunity to sit down and watch on MLB Network. So, I mean, it's pretty exciting. I love to see the studio out there, just all baseball-themed. Players running out of the tunnel. And I'm getting up there with Rob Manfred, taking pictures, being congratulated, then doing their interviews. So, it's kind of cool to see that. And then we got the All-Star break right after here. So, the Home Run Derby's tonight. All-Star game's tomorrow. Paul Skeens is going to pitch for the first time. Or he's going to be the first Pirate to pitch for the first time in 49 years. So that's also exciting to see. Pirates, they're on the map, and they're especially on the map now because they swept the White Sox. They swept a series. Hallelujah. They swept a series, and now they've won four in a row as well, which is the beginning of perhaps a streak. They're on an official streak here. They're on a long streak. They're on a long stretch here. If they can rest up easy and get, you know, the Phillies in this next series, they'll be well on their way to undoing those that 7-game losing streak I've been talking about for months now. One step at a time, we'll see here, but that's good. They swept the series. That's what we like to see. You expected them to do well against the Chicago White Sox, and they did just that. They got three wins in a row, and that's exciting. And they've also met up at 500 for the first time since the end of April, early May. That little stretch down there, too. So they are 500 again. They're 48-48 at the All-Star break, and they're 1.5 games back of the New York Mets, who now have the third wild card spot. And they're also right behind the Diamondbacks and the Padres. The Padres have not had a good stretch of games, and the Pirates taking advantage. And the Pirates have created some separation with the other teams who have now fallen. The Reds, Giants, you know, Cubs, all those teams are now sinking further below. And the Pirates, they're hanging around. So I'll give them credit. I mean, I've been frustrated a lot this season with their performances, and I've wanted to just see them go on a stretch here and stop doing the same thing over and over and over. And they did what they had to do. They did what they were supposed to do. They swept the White Sox, and I am indeed happy about that. So, man, I am in the middle of this, and I'm having trouble having an opinion on this team this year, because now it feels like they could be good enough. They're there. They've got a chance to slip in now. If they keep doing what they've been doing all year, which is just staying in it. And they have a lot of good pieces. This offense has just seemed to get it figured out in multiple ways. Joey Bart being back, I think, has been great. Ryan Reynolds hitting like we expect him to hit. That's helpful. Rowdy Tellez emerging out of nowhere. That's helpful to see. O'Neill Cruz, when he's on, helps this team tremendously. Pitchers have been on, so that's all good. I don't want to recycle this debate too much. I still maintain the opinion that the Paul Skeen should have gone for that no-hitter. But, I mean, maybe in hindsight now, I mean, I was frustrated in the moment. I did want to see history. I still believe that it wasn't the best decision for the Pirates organization or for, or to protect him necessarily. But, I mean, now they've won four in a row. The big test is going to be when they go to play Philadelphia at PNC Park after the All-Star break. That's going to be a big test. Pirates split a series with the Phillies earlier in the year in Philadelphia. So we'll see how they do hosting that series. It'll be a best of three this time. But really, we'll see. I mean, that'll be a big test for them just to see, okay, you know, how are they doing now that the entire team has settled in and has gotten in a rhythm here. With everything working out. Bednar's back in the bullpen as well, so now Chapman doesn't have to close games, though. In his last two appearances that I saw, he was doing pretty well. That was after he blew the save to the Mets about a week ago. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not there, and then I'm there. I still think an addition would help them on this team. I still think an addition in the lineup would help this team. That's not going to happen this next week now, too, because the All-Star break is going to take over and everybody's going to celebrate that. Everybody's going to enjoy their time off. The Pirates don't play again until Friday, so this is going to be 4 days. Standard 4 days for the All-Star break. And then they're going to move forward. So, yeah, really right now it's just focusing on the draft and just kind of analyzing these three players that they got. Connor Griffin, shortstop. Levi Sterling, right-handed pitcher. And Wyatt Sanford, another shortstop. Yeah, maybe. I think they anticipate that O'Neill Cruz, after, you know, he's done with his 6 years of, it's not like a rookie contract, but you know what I mean. That initial 6 years that players get, you know, they go through the minimum-ish money, then arbitration, and then free agency, right before he hits free agency. Maybe they're taking some middle infielders now, assuming that O'Neill Cruz will be gone at some point, should they not sign him to an extension, so they draft some shortstops who have time to develop in the minor leagues. That logic would make sense to me. Yeah, there's just different things to think about. I know Connor Griffin, they talked about other teams believe that his bat was not as strong, but he's quick. And so that's something that his speed really is what was featured with him. And that's why I think that they took him, because they thought he was fast, and maybe they can bring the hitting around, developing him in the minor leagues. But a fast shortstop, a well defensively sound shortstop. Yeah. Seems to be the appeal for him. Give me a call, by the way, if you want to. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. I forgot to open up the phone lines. So I'll do that now. So if you want to call in, you want to talk about anything Pirates related, you're welcome to. 412-928-9370. And you can talk to me on X at Callus underscore 33. That's Callus underscore 33 on X. And I got a caller who wants to talk right now. So I'll take this call. Here we go. Good morning. What's your name?
Anthony.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
This organization doesn't know what the heck it's doing. Until they get an owner, doesn't look at it as a business aspect, as a novelty, because he's so rich, he just wants to have a toy. It's not going to go anywhere. Same as bereft of outfielders, homegrown. Generals they got through a trade. Haven't had any since Marte and Polanco. You grab all these shortstops? What? High school? They don't know what they're doing. Major League Baseball needs to investigate this owner. Say, listen, if you don't start being more competitive, we're going to take the team like we did Mark Schott, Charlie Finley back in the 70s. Because this is just getting ridiculous. It's really become a joke.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I can try to make sense of it, which is what I'm doing there. But, no, I understand the criticism as well, where you look at it right now and you think, okay, why do they take shortstops? I can understand why they think they can develop these shortstops. So, I know Cruz is going to be the shortstop for the next few years. And then you're going to have to figure out, okay, are you going to sign him back? Are you going to develop these other shortstops? So, I can understand it from that perspective. But also, I understand the criticism, too, where you have some pretty good college players that are available in this draft. Why not take some outfielders who may be able to help you sooner than later? You're not getting a Paul Skeens type development path, I don't think, from any of these players, though. That was a special thing, and the Pirates are fortunate to be reaping those rewards right now, but it doesn't look like there's a player of that caliber they were going to get, you know, let alone first overall, but they had the 9th overall pick. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna take this right now and say, the ownership doesn't know what they're doing by making these picks. There's an explanation for it, and usually I get frustrated when I can't understand the logic behind some things. And even before, I mean, even when I didn't feel like there was any logic, like Rowdy Tellez, I had that opinion last year, like, you know, hey, he's the worst hitter I've ever seen, and it's really odd to see somebody struggle this badly and look this lost, and their patience right now seems to be paying off, because he's doing the thing. He's hitting now, and so even sometimes where I feel like there was no logic, things have turned around, and I've been proven wrong. And so, I don't know if I'm gonna look that deep into these draft picks and say, ooh, you know, they're, you know, the ownership doesn't care. I think there's a way to explain it. I understand the frustration, though. I do. I think there's multiple sides to look at in this situation, where you think, okay, well, maybe they could have picked a guy who's further developed as a college player and maybe, you know, bolster the outfield and relive your favorite McCutcheon, Polanco, Starling Marte days. Hopefully the kind where Starling Marte didn't take steroids, but, you know, hey, you know, relive those fun days. Of the team and get an outfield that, you know, you feel like can be structured soundly. You know, and I think that people plead for outfield help too, because they've seen how much Swinski has struggled at times this season. So I get it. I get the frustration. I get where those opinions are coming from. I'm not gonna go as far as to say it's a conspiracy the team is having here, that they don't know what they're doing and ownership is bad, needs to be taken away. I'm not going to go there. That's not what this is about. I don't think this draft should be, you know, taken to that length of conspiracy. But I understand where the frustration can come from if you're, you know, thinking logically as a fan. Hey, outfield help, get a college guy this time around. Ben Cherington made it clear, I think on his show before the draft on Sunday, before the White Sox game, his Ben Cherington show every Sunday on the Pirates Radio Network, heard right here on The Fan, that he was just going to get the best player available. So if they think that these high school players are the best available and that they can develop them over time and then, you know, have that right timing. It's all about timing, which is really what these drafts are about. It's all about timing. So they think that the timing will be right, that maybe they will have some openings in the middle infield in the next 3 to 6 years. So we'll see. But, you know, the young guys have more opportunities to develop in minor league baseball. They also have more chances of having hiccups because they didn't play college baseball. They skipped the level. They might have been so, you know, good. So we'll see. I mean, and I know MLB Network, I was listening yesterday, those guys were saying that he might be the best high school player. Connor Griffin might be the best high school player to come out of the draft. So, I mean, think about that, too. Think about it from that perspective. I mean, there is potential in these guys. Now, taking two shortstops, too, I can understand maybe that's frustrating as well because you might want to get, like, an outfielder, an infielder. They got a starting – or not a starting pitcher. I don't think a right-handed pitcher is what I saw him listed as. That's Levi Sterling. But, you know, maybe get an outfielder in that crew as well, not two shortstops. I can understand that as well. But Cherington made that clear. They're just going for best player available, you know, at each of the draft spots that they have. And so that's what he feels they did. And I'm not gonna go as far as to say incompetence, but I understand where the frustration may be that they've needed so much outfield help. Why wouldn't they draft a guy early on that they can have help their outfield? I can understand that perspective at this moment. My name is Nicholas Serry-Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. Coming up next, we'll look at the Home Run Derby guys in it this year. I know Doran Dickerson asked me last week if I thought O'Neill Cruz should play or should participate in the Home Run Derby. So we'll talk about the guys that are in it and see if any Pirates should have been in there as well. They haven't had a Home Run Derby participant since Josh Bell in 2019. So we'll see. My name is Nicholas Serry-Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 94, low of 71, so it's mostly clear skies, but we just had a bit of rain between 440 and 520, so just look out, it'll be a little moist this morning. Not sure if it's still raining, can't quite tell out my window. But in the general Pittsburgh area, it says it's clear right now. Tomorrow, high of 92, low of 74, 45% chance of thunderstorms, so it looks like it's going to be a stormy early part of the week, but then clear up later on, those early forecasts. It's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Serry-Callis. Talking about the All-Star break, who the Pirates selected in the 2024 draft in the first few rounds. So if you want to call, if you have an opinion, give me it, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X and follow me as well if you so choose at Callis underscore 33. That's my handle. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. You can express your opinions, and yeah, we could talk about it. I mean, I think that I've heard some people are frustrated with the fact that the Pirates took two infielders. They got a right-handed pitcher, which nobody seems to be complaining about, but two shortstops, I think, was the big criticism here, which I can understand, you know. But I think that they, I want to believe that they know what they're doing, and that's what I'll say. And I believe that they do, and I think that you can make sense of it. I know some people are frustrated, and you can call and you can express yourself too. You know, 412-928-9370 and on X at Callas_33 right now. CALLAS_33. You can express your opinions, and I mean, we're going to talk about it all day, I'm sure. Every show will touch on at least a little bit of you know, draft talk. You can have your opinions on that, but I think that there's a way you can make it make sense, and for that, I'm gonna just err on the side of optimism. In terms of how the Major League crew is doing right now, 4 wins in a row, that's great. No complaints there. I love to see it. And they got a sweep for the first time in a little while, so making little bouts of progress here. And that's what I like to see. Home Run Derby tonight as well. Pirates haven't had a guy in the Home Run Derby since 2019 when Josh Bell hit in Cleveland and was eliminated in the first round. I don't know when the last time a Pirates player has made it past the first round, because I know Pedro Alvarez back in 2013. He was hyped up, wasn't selected initially, then an injury put him in the Derby, and then he did not make the cut into the second round. So kind of bummer there. Pete Alonso from the Mets, Alec Boehm from the Phillies, Adelis Garcia from the Rangers, Gunnar Henderson from the Orioles, Teoscar Hernandez from the Dodgers, Marcelo Ozuna from the Braves, Jose Ramirez from the Guardians, and Bobby Witt Jr. from the Royals. Those are the guys. They're going to be competing this season. Love the fact that the Home Run Derby 2 has a clock in it now. I know that's kind of old news, but I've never really expressed my opinion on that. Now, the baseball has a clock in general. I think it's great, but I love that the Home Run Derby did that first. Much more exciting to see the guys just free swing than to have to try to pick and choose what pitches the best and take infinitely and, you know, outs and, yeah, you know. Now a clock makes it a little more digestible, I think, for the common fan. O'Neill Cruz, I think, first of all, I'll say this. I think the Home Run Derby usually is guys selected that have a lot of, you know, just hype from the regular season in general. I think O'Neill Cruz would make good for a good Home Run Derby participant just for how far he hits the ball. But I think some of his struggles at times this season, you know, just have not kept him up with pace from the best of the best home run hitters in the league this season. So I think it makes sense. I think he would be great in something like this, but, you know, you got to be the best of the best. And right now he's not among the major league leaders in home runs. I mean, Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles, 27 right now. Maybe you're wondering why Aaron Judge isn't participating, because he's in the 30s already. I know after he won in 2017, he went in a slump, and he has decided not to return to that at all, just to preserve his regular season swing. Because I know some players too. Some guys thrive. Like Pete Alonso is great in the Home Run Derby. He won it twice. So now he'll be going for a third Home Run Derby championship here this season. But he won 2 times in a row. And, you know, some guys are built for it. And it seems like he's one of those players that's built for it. Other guys, they don't. I don't think they fare as well. I think it's difficult on the swing. And so, yeah, we'll see. But an exciting group there. I think you just got to be among the best of the best in terms of the home run numbers, not just a great home run swing or a great batting practice swing. So I do anticipate that if Cruz can get on it in future seasons, he'll be in it. But still got an exciting collection of guys here. And so we'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.